Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jan speaking. May I have your zip code in order to locate your account?
My zip code is 97520. And what was your name again?
Jan.
Jan? Like J-A-N?
Correct. All right, first and last name?
Janet X.
All right. Can you verify your shipping address?
772 Jackson Street, Ashland, Oregon, 97520.
All right. Now, I do see here that you have the HyperWatch and the looks like the HyperPods and the Bone and Oat Keto.
I'm sorry, I cannot understand what you're saying. You think I have the what?
You have the HyperPods and the Bone and the Bone and Oat Keto.
What are HyperPods?
Looks like earbuds.
Okay, so I want to know who ordered these, because I did not. The earbuds came, and I've been trying to figure out who sent them to me, because I did not order them.
All right, it looks like it started off on the 8th of this month, where $697 was paid for that Hyper Watch, but it looks like that was canceled, and you had the HyperPods and the Bone and Oat Keto.
I didn't order keto either, and that's what came in the mail today. And there was a phone number in there, that's why I called. There was nothing in these pods. I don't know what they are. I didn't order it. I didn't order keto. That pod said it's $29.97. I'm not paying for them.
All right, so you never placed an initial order for the Hyper Watch?
I never placed an order for a Hyper Watch. I never placed an order for Airbuds. I never placed an order for Keto.
All righty. Now, it looks like someone placed that order who has access to your card, because they actually called in on this account and everything on the same day. Looks like that the order was placed and they canceled the watch out and kept the earbuds and the keto.
Okay. Can you tell me what credit card was used so I can check on it?
It's 3418.
Okay. Is that the whole number?
That's the last four. I don't have the whole credit card number.
All right. Well, I don't want either one of these things. I didn't order it. What are you going to do about it?
All righty. Now, you're stating that you didn't order either trial. I mean, you didn't place the trial, nor did you order that set of EarPods and Keto, correct?
Absolutely. I did not order either one of these things. And whatever that watch is that you're talking about, I don't know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the watch wasn't sent because it was canceled the same day. Unfortunately, the other stuff was not canceled. So that's why you're seeing the charges on that stuff. I know you did say that you didn't place the order.
No, I did not. I don't have... It's frustrating on my mailbox. I don't know a clue about it.
All righty. Just allow me a few moments. I'll get you over to the fraud department.
Thank you. I'm gonna pay all the other. and I can't get on the net, but try it's like basil open.
Yes, ma'am, I am still here, just working on getting this canceled out for you, okay? And get you over to the fraud department.
All right.
Thank you. I did go ahead and get the account canceled. Now, just allow me a few more moments to get you transferred over, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now, Dick, I am going to go ahead and complete this transfer. I thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, wait. Before you run off, so, are you not charging me, correct? I'm not being charged for anything.
Well, ma'am, I'm transferring you over to another department so they can help you with the account. Alrighty.
I guess.
All right. And thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I'll try.